For Christians, today is, of course, Good Friday. For Jews, it's the middle of the week-long festival of Passover. And here, with a tour of the Sephardic world of music, is Alex Knapp.
Might think that this music's an obscure piece of plain song, but the language gives it away. In fact, it's the oldest example of Jewish music written in Western notation to have been discovered so far. When the Sicilian monk Giovanni converted to Judaism in 1102, he changed his name to Ovadia and settled in Cairo, where he transcribed some of the music of his adopted Jewish community. So, what do these fragments of ancient biblical cantillation have to do with the Sephardic world of music? The Sephardi Jews have inhabited the Mediterranean coastal basin for many centuries. They established communities in Morocco, Algeria and Tunisia, Egypt and the area covered by modern Israel, Syria and Turkey, Greece and Yugoslavia, Italy and France. They later spread to the Middle East and India in one direction, and in the other, to Holland, England, and the Americas. Here, Anne Azema and members of the Boston Camerata perform El Nora Alila, a Hebrew prayer from the closing service on the Jewish Day of Atonement. Powerful and formidable God, forgive thy guilty people. A prayer sung as the Day of Atonement draws to an end, and the heavenly book of life is closed for another year. In the synagogue, the congregation would have been fasting completely for almost 24 hours, and by this stage the feeling is one almost of euphoria. This melody can be heard in congregations as far apart as London, Bayonne, Morocco, and the Balkans. Such close links suggest a single original source in antiquity, and that source is Spain, Sfarad in Hebrew.
Jesus, then I.
Nights, nights, beautiful nights. Ah, nights are for love. That song came from the Iberian Peninsula. Moorish rule in the 8th century AD brought a remarkable period of peace and productivity, especially from 900 till 1050. This period became known as the Golden Age, when Muslim and Jew lived side by side in an atmosphere of vibrant coexistence. But sadly, it wasn't to last. During the 13th century, there were conflicts between Muslims and Christians, with the Jews caught in the crossfire. Just over 500 years ago, the Jews were formally expelled from Spain, and 5 years later from Portugal too. Some decided to convert to Catholicism and stay behind. These conversos were known also as marranos, literally swine, and they were hounded by the Inquisition, which had been set up in 1480 to winkle out religious renegades. Between 100 and 200,000 Jews fled, taking with them their sacred languages, Hebrew and Aramaic, and their secular language, Judeo-Spanish. These refugees also took their music with them to their new homelands. So let's make a whirlwind tour of the Mediterranean and savour the characteristic essences of its Jewish music. Crossing the Straits of Gibraltar, we reach Morocco, where a fascinating plurality of Jewish idioms can be heard. First of all, La Infantina. This is a romancero from Tangier. Romanceros, or ballads, were based on the Spanish troubadour style, and they've been the main form of secular music among the Sephardic Jews ever since the 15th century. This song's about a knight who finds and then loses a princess in the forest. Thank you. The Little Princess, sung in Judeo-Spanish by Esther Lamondier. Some romanceros are inspired by the Holy Land, the Bible, festivals, classical antiquity, or Spanish epics. Others evoke the life cycle of birth and childhood, engagement and marriage, illness and death. The texts are easier to date than the tunes because the words have sometimes been written down. But the music's been passed down orally from generation to generation, usually through the female side of the family. Sephardic music for the synagogue is also handed down orally, but it's sung traditionally by men. Let's listen to the gently nasal oriental quality of the voice of Rabbi David Buzaglio of Casablanca as he chants Yadcha Tancheni El Chai, a Hebrew piyut, or metrical hymn. This liturgical style, which gradually adopted Arabic meter and rhyming patterns, traces its origins as far back as the 6th century AD. Your hand will guide me, O living God, my Creator. Even older than this kind of hymn poetry are some of the semi-religious songs sung in Jewish homes throughout the world, for example on the eve of Passover each spring. One of the best loved is Chad Gadiah, sung here in Aramaic by Oshik Levy, to a melody again from Casablanca. But note how different the performance. In spite of a mild nod in the direction of Orientalism, both the voice production and the instrumental accompaniment are more Western and modern, giving the music a decidedly popular or commercial character.
Had Gadia, deza bina ba pitre zuze. Had Gadia, Had Gadia, Had Gadia. Veata shumra veachla le Gadia, deza bina ba pitre zuze. Had Gadia, Had Gadia, Had Gadia. Ve'ata kalba ve'nasach le'shunra de'achla le'gadia de'zabina ba bitrezuze hat gadia hat gadia hat gadia ve'ata chutra ve'ika le'kalba ve'nasach le'shunra de'achla le'gadia Deza bina ba pitrezuze Hat gadia, hat gadia, hat gadia Ve'ata tora, ve'shata le'maya De'kaba le'nura, de'saraf le'chutra De'hika le'kalba, de'nashach le'shunra De'achla le'gadia Deza bina ba mitrezuze Hat gadia, hat gadia, hat gadia
Chad Gadia, a Passover song sung by Oshik Levy in that rather glossy arrangement by Ariel Levanon, the Israeli conductor of the orchestra. And now for something that really is completely different, but it's still only a comparatively short distance from Casablanca.
Aywa, 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 a Lesley, Al Krosa, Al Sabate, Al Imate, Al Tabote, Ya Ya La La, Ya Azidna, Ya Ya La La, Al Nahar, Ya Ya La La, Ya
Azidna. That's the music of the Jews of southern Morocco. One can almost feel the hot winds of the Sahara Desert. The group, singing in Moroccan Arabic, were commemorating the festival of Maimouna. That's the day after the end of Passover week. It's a custom associated especially with the Jews of North Africa. As you heard, their voice production is typically Near Eastern, and the drumming is definitely African. Moving east to Tunis, we hear next a Hebrew responsorial song for the circumcision ceremony. A chorus of men and soloists chant to the accompaniment of kitchen basins used as drums. Thou art the God of Gods, a Hebrew religious song from Tunis. A giant leap again to the east brings us to Jerusalem. Despite the destruction of the Second Temple in 70 AD and the subsequent dispersal of the Jews, there's always been a Jewish presence in Jerusalem. Here to represent Sephardic folk music from the Holy Land is Isabel Gantz's performance of La Boulisse Sapateta. The pretty shoemaker pleaded with me to hit the nail on the head. Isabel Gantz with La Boulisse Sapateta, a Judeo-Spanish song from Jerusalem. Moving north from Jerusalem, we encounter a genre popular among the Jews of Syria. The term pizmon refers to a sacred song with a Hebrew text set to a well-known melody usually borrowed from the Levantine Arabic tradition. This 19th century pizmon is sung on Sabbath afternoons.
Yeah.
Awesome and exalted, supreme living God. Moses Tawil with a Sephardi song from Syria. North and west now to Turkey for a Jewish song sung in Turkish by Rivka Tadledil, a song in which a woman laments her lover's desertion.
Sakladım göz yaşını vefasız o yar o yar görmesin diye hirlen şu
An unhappy love song from the Jews of Turkey. Greece, too, had its flourishing Jewish population. Until the Second World War, the northern city of Salonika contained the largest of all European Sephardi communities. Here's a melody from Salonika, a setting of a liturgical Hebrew text, Adon Olam, Lord of the Universe, chanted by cantor Jacob Sadikario.
Adon Olam Asher Malach Beterem Kol Yetzir Nivra Red Nasa Kechev Tzokol Azai Melech Shemo Nikra Eloi Hu Eloi Hu Eloi Hu Eloi Hu ואחרי ככלות הכל, לבדו ימלוך נורא, והוא היה, והוא הווה, והוא יהיה בתפארה. אלוהי הוא אלוהי הוא, אלוהי הוא אלוהי הוא.
Our journey proceeds now to the distant northwest of Europe. The descendants of Portuguese Maranos, who settled in the more open-minded Amsterdam from the end of the 16th century onwards, created one of the most culturally active Jewish communities in Europe. The Dutch Sephardic composer Abraham Caceres wrote this setting of the Hebrew hymn Strengthen My Desire sometime during the first half of the 18th century. The Cameron Singers perform it now.
Oh,
Strengthen my desire from day to day. Hasten, my King, lighten my darkness. A Hebrew hymn setting by Abraham Caceres of Amsterdam. It was the Jews of Amsterdam who were the first to receive permission from Oliver Cromwell to resettle in England in the mid-17th century. In more recent times, there have been Sephardic immigrations into North, Central, and South America. This setting of the Judeo-Spanish folk song A la Una, as performed by Rafael El Nadav, seems to conjure up the vast prairies of South America. Rafael El Nadav with a love song sung to a young girl by a young man going to war. So, as we've seen, Sephardic music traces its roots to Spain before the expulsion of the Jews, but it's also been exposed to many influences in the Mediterranean and beyond over the past 5 centuries. And those influences include one of the other main branches of the Jewish people, the Ashkenazi Jews. Let's take our leave with a colourful example of Jewish interculturalism, a traditional Sabbath song called Menucha, performed by the Bnei Buzuki and the Greek Hasidic sound on a disc entitled Kol Salonika, The Voice of Salonika.
Simcha, all the Yehudim, Yoy Jabo Salon, Yoy Matmatim, Shoim Rav Vezoichrov, Heima Meyedim, Ki Yishi Yishagol Bruyim Veyodim, Ay Menucha, Ay Vesimcha, Ay Menucha, Ay Vesimcha,
Alex Knapp was leading that tour of the Sephardic world of music. The producer was John Thornley. Next week, we have traditional music of the Kurdish people, songs of love, war and exile by the Kurds who live in Iraq, Iran, Turkey, Georgia and Armenia.